My name is Jared House, and I am vicar at All Saints Colorado City, Texas, and St. Stephen's Sweetwater, Texas, in the Diocese of Northwest Texas. I am also a graduate of Seminary of the Southwest's MDiv program, class of 2013. And this is my Advent meditation based on today's reading. Render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's. For better or worse, this is one of those oft-quoted Jesus lines. But he's trying to show us something more than a paradigm of church and state politics. He's trying to teach us something about image. Is it lawful for us to pay taxes to the emperor or not? But Jesus sees through their trick question hidden behind flattery. Who's got a coin? He flips the coin in the air and smacks it on the back of his hand. On one side it reads, "Son of the divine Caesar," and on the other, "Our great high priest." Irony at its best. Jesus, the image of God, in whom all the fullness of God is pleased to dwell, looks at this little coin with this little image of a face claiming godlike status, and he asks, "Whose image is this?" "That's the emperor's. That's Caesar's." Well, he can have it. Caesar can have his measly tribute. He can have a coin bearing his image, but you bear the image of God. Caesar wants your tax. God wants your life. Then Jesus tossed the coin to some snotty-nosed kid, told him to go buy a couple of ice cream cones. He bought baseball cards instead. Let us pray. The image of God is not depicted on gold, but is imaged in humanity and created in love. Amen.